welcome to So Old Too. This is Lou Perez. This is the podcast that's putting the oxygen back into the Christian life one soul at a time. Our goal is to encourage you, to lift you up, and to show you that there is hope and that nothing you go through, if you trust in God, nothing you go through is meaningless. God will not waste your pain if you give it to Him. I've been thinking about how many people, whether they're Christian or not, have these beliefs, philosophies, mindsets, doctrines, dogmas that have been shaped by their pain. I love something Patrick Ness once said. He said, "For there are devils in the deep, but worst are the ones we make." And he had a point there. And I can't help but to think of the character Ahab in Moby Dick, who called himself Ahab from Moby Dick. And so Ahab was a person who embraced his pain in a way that warped his life. And he allowed himself to, for the rest of his life, chase the thing that hurt him, the thing that took his leg away from him. He became so obsessed and so isolated and so mad, so to speak, meaning insane, that he moved not out of reason or what is right, but out of his pain and revenge. And we find that we don't judge Ahab because we have been through these things. If you're old enough, you've been hurt. You've gone through the fire. You've been betrayed. You've been wounded by someone, maybe even abused. Or maybe you've had a great loss that just it's just eating at you. And maybe you look at God with an angry fist and say, why? You know, why did this happen? Either way, often our philosophies, our theologies, our doctrines, our ways of belief are shaped by our pain. And there's a danger in that, because if we don't process what we go through in the right way, we're going to process it in the wrong way. And just use yourself as an example. I mean, has there ever been a time where you were distorted in how you viewed something because you were hurt? And whenever someone triggers that hurt by something they say or do, that fresh wound is reopened. And I see that in my own life, that situations that I've been through where I was angry at God or angry at someone who hurt me. And if I heard someone choose just the right words at the right time, you know, the perfect storm, and say something, it would trigger that in my heart, and it wouldn't be good. And this is what I'm talking about, that if we don't process our pain in a good way, it will become something else. Now, someone has called this metabolizing what we've been through, metabolizing our experiences or our pains or whatever. And that's Henry Cloud. He talked about the idea that he compared it to the body, the way it metabolizes food. When you eat food, your body keeps hopefully the good stuff, right? The nutrients, what builds it up and gives it life. And the bad stuff goes to the waste. But what happens is when we don't metabolize things properly, meaning our pain, our experiences, things that were done to us, we keep the waste and don't really benefit from the nutrients. And we define ourselves not by the good things in our life, but we begin to define ourselves by our pain, the way Ahab did. He saw himself as this Ishmael character. I'm rejected. You know, I'm a spiritual orphan just running around in my pain. And this is why it's so important that we process our pain. And I believe that the best way to do that is through God, because God has given us a whole host of psalms. Almost two-thirds of the psalms are considered lament psalms. And it is amazing how many psalms are written about, and when I say lament, I mean where the writer was complaining to God about something and broken and saying, God, you got to help me or I'm not going to make it today. And why do you think God allowed those psalms to be part of the canon? And it's interesting how many soldiers have used the psalms in battle, because there's a comfort in knowing that there's a venue to process your pain, that God never has a problem with us complaining to him or having a hard time. He has a problem when we don't go to him and instead become like this Ahab that just holds everything in, and it becomes this, like in the book it says, if my heart had been a cannon, that when it comes out as an explosive volcanic eruption full with vitriol and dark poison. That's a bad way to process and metabolize our pain. And because there is pain in life, because there is struggle in life, we have to have a system, a way to deal with it. And this is why the Lord invites us. You know, Jesus' words were beautiful when he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What he requires of us is not going to be something that is going to put such a strain on us that we can't do it. But when he allows us to go through pain and struggle and things happen to us in life, he's there to help us. So I want to encourage you today to think about this and ask yourself that simple question. Am I walking in wounds or am I walking in scars? And a friend of mine put it that way years ago, and you know, maybe he got it from somewhere else, but I just love that wording, that when you work out of wounds, you wound people, you hurt people. But when you work out of scars, you've been healed and you're able to help somebody. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, it talks about that the same consolation that we receive from God, we are able to impart to others. And this is why when I go through the fire, when I'm struggling and want to give up, I don't want to talk to somebody who read a good book and says to me, I have all these great ideas on how you can get better. I want to talk to the person who has been through the fire, the person who has been mad at God, the person who has been wounded, the person who has been hurt or abused or scarred in some way, but that those wounds became scars and became healed. And they're able to tell me something. Why? Because those scars give them authority to talk to me in my life because they've been there. Other than that, they would just be a philosopher who does, you know, they kind of have ideas, but they've never really been through the fire. So think about it this way, that if I don't process my pain, it becomes something else and it distorts my life. And it brings me to a place where I make decisions based on my pain, not based on healthy principles. And this is why we as human beings, we are prone to pain. It's part of the experience. Call it whatever you want. Blame it on whatever you want. Pain will happen. What are you doing to metabolize that pain? What are you doing to walk through it? The worst thing we could do is not face it, not deal with it, not let God help us with it. And that's why the Bible calls him a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Thanks so much for being with us today. If you like this podcast, subscribe and share it with a friend.